Hi guys, this is Marcella Bremer again, and I'm continuing in this second podcast on organizational culture and change. In the first podcast, I told you what organizational culture is, and maybe you could deduct from what I was saying the why of organizational culture, why it matters so much. It's incredibly important. I don't think you would need more arguments to look at organizational culture change seriously, because sometimes you just can't afford not to change it because it is shaping our behavior. But how could you work with and change organizational culture? It's such a subtle and yet very fierce group process, and it's so comprehensive. It's about everything, so where would you start? And how would you know what you were doing? And you can measure your profits and other key performance indicators, but where are the figures about values, beliefs, assumptions, interactions, and behavior? And it's behavior that causes organizational performance, and that decides whether your organizational change is successful or not. Will it stick or not? Will customers be satisfied and products in time? So because it seems very complicated and comprehensive, and you don't know where to start and you don't know how to measure it, and that's the reason why many executives let it be. You know, they delegate culture to the HR manager because they say it's not tangible, it's too people soft. But it's so decisive in getting you results that this soft stuff is very hard stuff indeed when it comes to results, and you simply cannot afford to let it be. So one popular approach to organizational culture comes from Edgar Schein, and he sees three levels. One level is the artifacts that are visible at the surface. Another level are the values that are consciously pursued, like goals and strategies. And then there is the level of basic assumptions that are unconscious, taken for granted beliefs and feelings. I was talking about those earlier in my first podcast. Edgar Schein really developed a beautiful model, but I have to deal with everyday business life. So how does this relate to my call center and the marketing department and my account managers and the R&D techies and the shop floor? So we want to make organizational culture as simple and tangible as possible because we have to work with it in everyday business life. And this is where two professors of the University of Michigan come in. And they are Kim Cameron and Robert Quinn. And they developed a quick but effective tool to assess organizational culture and to work with it very practically. And their instrument is validated and based on extensive research concerning the effectiveness of organizations. And when they had developed it and tested it thoroughly, it came down to only six factors that really define culture, and only two dimensions were found to impact organizational success and performance, really. So those two dimensions, for instance, were so little that one of their prestigious first clients asked them if they could add some more questions to the instrument to make it look more serious. And this anecdote shows that we often think that theories and tools need to be complicated to be true and to be taken seriously. They aren't. Simple is beautiful. So let's make it as simple and quick and easy and reliable as we can. So that's why I want to introduce to you the Organizational Culture Assessment Instrument, briefly OCAI, that Cameron and Quinn designed. And in the next podcast, I'm going to explain that a bit further. But for now, remember, there's a possibility to do it quick and easy and still get very reliable results. It doesn't have to be so incredibly complicated as people think. And the soft stuff is very hard. I'll be back. Thanks. This was Marcella.